Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:09. The weather, hazy, humid temps in the 70s, and much-needed rain, they're saying, for tomorrow, hopefully.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
We need a little rain. Hey, Hit Music Scramble is back. Oh, my God. Music junkies, unite. We've got so many good things. Flat-screen TVs. Ooh. We have got Chromebooks. Yeah. Apple Watches. We've got so much to give away. It's going to be amazing starting this morning at 7:40. But since it's Monday, we're going to go around the room and talk about the peaks of our weekends.
Oh, alrighty.
Yeah, my favorite thing.
And I had so many peaks, I really didn't even know what peak to choose.
Really?
This was an epic weekend.
Really?
Epic!
I wonder why it was so epic.
Well, it started out with me meeting a 98-year-old man named Chet at the grocery store who took the bus there just to get his wife's favorite snacks.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I totally fell in love with him. He couldn't read her handwriting, so I did the shopping for him. That, like, started it off. Then I got to dog sit for my dog Jackson's brother, Benny.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which I have been wanting to do forever. Two dogs in the house. It was amazing.
Okay.
But I'm going to say the peak of the peak of the peak was I got to kneeboard one more time before the end of the summer. And I got photographic proof this time. Because nice. Last time I told you guys, you didn't believe me. Now, the photo is a little grainy and Bigfoot-y.
Yes, it looks like Bigfoot on a kneeboard.
But it is me. I promise you it is me. So the peak of my weekend was doing a little kneeboarding, and I've got proof finally.
I love that.
All right, that's my peak. Gavin, what's your peak?
And the best part about that, you said that you didn't get your hair wet either.
I didn't get my hair wet. I didn't even fall. It was great.
The best. Well, it was a beautiful weekend, as you know. I mean, we were out and about. I think the peak for me would have to be on Saturday. We took Lennon to his first nature walk. We went to this... We went to this place, Oak Grove Nature Center in Manchester.
Was he really walking on this nature walk, or was it a nature carry?
No, we had a nature carry. We had him like in a backpack.
Okay.
So he was like hanging out on Kelly's back, walked through the woods. His eyes were so wide looking at everything that, you know, the water, the trees, the leaves, everything. And I felt like Courtney was like with us because we came across so many painted rocks.
Yes!
With positive, inspirational messages.
Did you take any?
Oh, we took one.
Okay, good.
We took one, but like I feel like every 10 feet we would come across one. I was like, oh my God, this is like what Courtney does.
Yes, you can leave them or you can take them and then you rehide them next time somewhere else. Let that rock travel.
So many of them.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So we were happy to take Lennon on his first nature walk this weekend.
I love that. That's awesome. Walmart doesn't even have a smile on his face this morning.
I don't know.
Give a peek? A peek of the weekend?
Not really. It was just, the weather and...
It was beautiful.
Did you do any yard work?
I did
yard. Watch any good
I did
shows?
Yard work. I watched football.
Game?
I watched football. I drank a lot of beer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was basically the same weekend I've been having since early March.
All right.
Not going to lie. So... The only thing is, my kids were around.
No river?
I was there for a hot second. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't finding rocks or kneeboarding.
Here's the beauty of the peak of the weekend. You don't always have to have one.
No, and it was a great weekend for not having to do anything.
Okay, I like that. There's your peak.
All right.
You weren't forced to do anything.
That is
your peak. If you want to see our peaks and add yours as well, we'd love to see what you did over the weekend. Just head over to the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:24. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, we're going to skip Halloween. We're going to skip Thanksgiving and head right to the holidays, Christmas. I don't know if you guys have noticed.
Yes.
I mean, the grocery stores were littered with Halloween stuff back in like August, early August.
Right.
July, even that.
The candy was out early.
The candy was out. Yes. A new survey came out saying that 47% of people have already started their holiday shopping.
Yes. But listen, I have not started my holiday shopping, but I popped into Ocean State Job Lot.
Yeah.
It's holiday decorations.
Everywhere?
They have a holiday aisle already up, yes.
Really?
Costco already has their trees. You can buy like the pre-lit trees at Costco.
Yeah.
Crazy.
15% of people said that they actually started their holiday shopping back in August.
Wow.
Here's the deal. If you are doing your shopping online, you are going to want to do it early. Experts,
stressing me out now.
Yeah, experts are saying that more and more people are going to be shopping online,
yes,
which means more and more things are going to be sold out,
yes,
and people are going to be experiencing delays in delivery.
You're right.
Because everyone's
That's
shopping
true.
Online.
Good point.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if you ask me, the best thing to do is just mask up and head out to the old Walmart. You can do all your shopping. You can buy your wife some new tires. You can buy your kids some toys.
You're
all
right.
your shopping in one place.
You're right. Or we can hook you up. Our Hit Music Scramble is back up for grabs. We have smart TVs, Chromebooks, we've got iPads, Apple Watches, and so much more. Tell me those aren't great Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
If you want to win them, be listening. Play and win the Hit Music Scramble coming up this morning at 7:40. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Let's do this. Hollywood time. A celebrity falls off the wagon. Dax Shepard revealed that he recently fell off the wagon after 16 years of being sober. On a new episode of his podcast called Armchair Expert, he's talking to his wife and admits he became addicted to painkillers.
For the last 8 weeks, maybe, I'm on them all day. Mm-hmm. And I'm allowed to be on them at some dosage because I have a prescription, and then I'm also augmenting that.
He said he ran out and he started getting them on the streets and taking them. He said that he handed over his pills to his wife. He's now in the process of detoxing. You can hear his podcast on our blog. Hey, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel have welcomed their second child, and that's according to his former bandmate, Lance Bass.
Oh, really?
The couple has not made an announcement yet, but Lance says, we've talked several times, and we knew before anybody else did. He says, it's been a fun celebration, and they're very, very happy. Lance refused to divulge the name or gender, though. So we don't know.
No idea.
Nothing.
No idea. And speaking of babies, Sophie Turner finally giving fans a glimpse into her pregnancy 2 months after she had her baby, Willa, with Joe Jonas. She posted a bunch of throwback photos from when she was pregnant.
She looked good.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Like, she didn't show us when she was pregnant much, but then now after she's hit, the baby's 2 months old, she's like, check out all my pregnancy photos. You can see those photos and more at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:48. The weather, hazy, humid temps in the 70s. It is time for good news. It's time for you to share good news, too. Do you have good news? Maybe something happened over the weekend? Tell us about it. 860-247-9570. Good news for Connecticut families.
Yeah, Courtney. And if you know me, you know that I love stories about reuniting families. You know, just families coming back together. It just like warms my heart.
Yeah.
And a group of 10 firefighters from Connecticut and Massachusetts have returned home after spending several weeks battling those just horrific fires out in California. So they're all safe. They're healthy.
Nice.
They helped out all the people out there, and they are back home with their loved ones.
Thank you for doing what you're doing. Yes, and I'm glad that they are back. Hey, I've got good news for you, hard seltzer drinkers, Walmart Jeff.
All right.
Costco getting into the business of hard seltzer with their own brand of hard seltzer. It's 5% alcohol by volume. They've got mango, grapefruit, black cherry, and lime flavors. You can look for it coming to a Costco near you real soon.
Those are all my favorites. Actually, you know what? Costco has a really good whiskey, too. I don't know if you know
that. Really?
I don't.
Yeah, they have a Kirkland brand whiskey. It's really good.
But I'm wondering, with the Kirkland signature seltzers, do you have to buy a case of it? Because, you know, when you go to Costco, you can't just get one chicken.
No,
you're going to get 35. Five of them.
Probably have to buy like 96 cans or something like that.
All right, that's my good news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
Cops were called to a house in Florida after neighbors said they heard the guys inside the house yelling, shoot, shoot, repeatedly. The guys that were inside the house were actually watching a hockey game. They were yelling at their TV so the players could hear them, so they wanted them to shoot the puck. That when the cops got there, it was just one big misunderstanding.
All right.
So all is good, and the neighbors felt a little embarrassed for calling the cops.
Good news is that nobody shot a gun. That's
nobody.
Good news. Hey, if you've got good news and you want to share it, we would love to hear your good news right now. 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7:10. Hazy, humid temps in the 70s. Time for Walmart Jeff's relationship tips.
So I'm the only one in the room qualified to give these tips. I've been saying it for years.
Whatever. Courtney's tested the boundaries.
Yeah, Courtney's been in a long-term engagement.
Yeah, very long term, almost as long as your marriage.
Gavin is in fairy tale land.
Oh, yeah, about 15 months married right now. And, loving life.
And I've been married for a bunch of years. I've tried out everything, guys.
Yes, yes,
I know
he has.
What you can do, what you can't do. I know
he
what
does.
You can say. And over the weekend, it was one of those things where it was just like I was being tested. Like the big guy upstairs was testing me.
Patience? Testing what?
Just everything.
Okay.
The kids and the wife. Last night at 9:30, my wife asked me, she goes, do you think he can pull up the carpet on the stairs?
What?
I'm like,
what?
It's 9:30
right
at night. What do you want me to do?
Get me a hammer.
Yeah. So anyways, it was just a bad weekend for me. And I came up with a list of things you shouldn't say to your wife.
Okay.
These were all from this weekend.
All right. I'll let you know if notes. I've even heard from them.
All right.
Heard them.
Makeup is not going to help you out this time.
Oh.
She was putting on makeup and we were already late. And it was kind of like getting, you know, a little aggravated.
There's a different way you can say it. You could say, you don't need makeup, honey. You're beautiful without
no,
it.
No, she needs
no,
makeup.
No, she doesn't. I have seen her. I actually think I think she looks fantastic without it. She doesn't need anything.
What?
Gavin was saying it'd be nice if his wife wore a little more makeup.
That's not true. She's naturally beautiful.
Right.
Why? Where do you come up with that stuff?
But it's true. I speak from the heart.
All right.
Try it sometime.
God.
Some other things you shouldn't say to your wife. You're easier to deal with when I'm drinking.
I've heard you're easier to deal with when you're drinking.
Oh, really?
You're more fun, too.
Some other things you shouldn't say to your wife. I'd rather be hit by a bus than go apple picking.
Oh, come on now. What? Gavin, have you heard that?
Oh, no. I can't wait. She asked me to go apple picking. My shoes are on. Let's go. Got the keys in my hand. We're out of here.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Go.
And finally, the last thing you shouldn't say to your wife. While you're Swiffering, why don't you get yourself familiar with the oven and the stove?
Ouch!
It, for once, it would be nice if she would make me something.
She's bringing home the bacon. You should cook it up.
I know.
That's true.
That's the sad
See,
part about
that.
It. Yeah, that's
she is
true.
Bringing home the bacon, Walmart.
She really is.
She's paying for the stove. You need to know how to use it.
Yeah, I know.
All right, coming up, we've got your chance to win. We don't have a stove, but I can tell you, smart TVs, iPads, Apple Watches, so much more. It is our Hit Music Scramble. Your chance to win coming up 7:40. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:24, hazy, humid temps in the 70s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
So I'm going to expose Courtney's little addiction.
Actually,
it's a big addiction.
Pick one.
And it sometimes can be a problem.
Does it make you sad?
It doesn't make me sad.
Okay, does it make me sad?
It does make you sad. It also stresses you out. It stresses me out.
Okay.
And it kind of takes away from your work a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Uh-oh.
Your online shopping addiction.
Oh yeah, that can be a problem. But you know what? A lot of times I don't actually shop. I'll throw it in the cart, and then it's up to Walmart Jeff to tell me if I should buy or not.
Yeah, I'll be like, "Do you
really
helped
me out big last week?"
I'm like, "Do you really need that beekeeper suit? It is the end of September. I don't think you're going to be needing that for gardening anymore."
He helps me out a lot. You do
80. This is a big number. 82% of people say they actually enjoy online shopping better than hanging out with friends or family over Zoom meetings.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like hanging out with friends and family.
Which is better, though?
Friends and family.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I get stressed. You see me when I'm trying to shop, I get stressed. It stresses me out online.
52% of people admit that they love getting excited on delivery day.
Yeah. You never know what it's going to be.
That's true. If you do a lot of ordering, you're like, why is that box so heavy? I don't remember ordering a case of Zevia soda delivered yesterday.
And 68% of people actually check their emails or the Amazon website for delivery updates.
Yeah, you got to track that package.
Tracking the package.
And then you got to let it sit for a little. Then you got to spray it down. Then you can open it. That's just me.
Oh, you're still spraying stuff down?
I know. Oh. That's why this whole thing stresses me out.
Do you ever get the notifications on your phone from like Amazon that says like we're 9 stops away?
No, I've never gotten those.
No.
You guys don't get those?
No.
Oh, yeah. I get notifications on my phone. It'll be like, your Amazon package is 10 stops away. And then
what?
I'm like, I wonder how long it's going to take to get here.
You can make a cocktail and sit and peek out the window and just wait.
See, that's an addiction right there. Making a cocktail so you can wait for your Amazon delivery. That might be a problem.
Oh, my
Courtney.
Gosh. I love it. Here's the thing. You know what I need? I need a Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
Because if I had a Ring doorbell, I would know, right?
Yeah. Right, when it arrives.
When it arrives.
Can I just tell you, I have the funniest Ring doorbell video from Friday. We had a package delivery, and my dog got a little excited. And when my dog started barking, he jumped up and knocked the screen out of my window. And the delivery guy just
bumped right back to his truck. Oh, my God. I don't blame him, but we should should post that. Hey, speaking of Ring doorbells, we've got them, and we're going to give them to you. It is our Hit Music Scramble. So not only do we have Ring doorbells to give away, but we've got you covered for the holidays. Smart TVs, iPads, Apple Watches, and so much more. Your first shot at playing and winning our Hit Music Scramble is coming up at 7:40. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 8 to 10, hazy, humid, temps in the 70s. Just writing a list of things down. I have a dilemma. I don't even know if it's a dilemma. Wrong? I'm just annoyed. I'm sitting here thinking about everything that has been going on in the last several months inside my home. Okay. And I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like everything is breaking. Since this whole pandemic. No, everything. Do you remember in March, my clothes dryer broke? And I was like, oh my God, how am I going to dry my clothes? What am I going to do? Remember that? My mattress went. I don't know. We don't even.
How does your mattress go?
That was my thought. Nothing ever happens in there to make the mattress go, but the mattress went. Thank you to Mattress Firm because I have a great mattress now. Then my couch. Do you remember my couch? I don't know how a couch breaks.
And that was a big dilemma too because. That was at like the height of the pandemic.
Yeah, and I didn't know what to do, and I was freaking out. And I don't know. I guess Mr. Automotive, my fiance, has been sitting on the couch more. I don't know. But I don't think it's just me. I did order a couch online. Bob's Discount Furniture, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
I actually ordered it online, and I'm obsessed with my new couch. It's perfect. All my cable boxes. Are we watching too much TV that my cable boxes are shot? And now I got to pack them up and drive them to the cable place and get new ones? Oh, and the latest. No, I'm serious. I don't think it's just me. My dishwasher. Dishwasher died. Who would have thought? Did you know there's an appliance shortage?
Well,
apparently,
there is?
Yes. Try getting an appliance before Thanksgiving if yours is dead. I would say go to PC Richard & Son because they have appliances, and it was fabulous. I got a new dishwasher in record time. Like within 24 hours, I had it delivered and installed.
What's her name?
PC Richard & Son.
No, the dishwasher's name.
Courtney.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was trying to make a joke.
You know, it's not a good joke because I actually did my. After having a dishwasher for years, going back to hand washing was not working for me. It wasn't working.
Yeah, hand washing is the worst.
See, I will say, I feel you, Courtney.
Something's going on in people's houses. How is there an appliance shortage? Not at PC Richard & Son, I must say again.
I went away on Labor Day weekend, and before we left the house, I was like, you know, I'll just shut the central air off. We're not going to be home for 3 days. No need to keep the central air on for the dogs.
Right.
And get home, I fire up the old AC.
It's dead.
Dead. The repair guy came up to me. It was like watching like a scene from Grey's Anatomy or something like that. It was like he was a doctor coming up to me telling me he lost a patient on the table. He was like, I'm sorry, Mr. Walmart. We were unable to save your air conditioner.
Literally, everything in my house is going to pot. Well, I don't understand.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, you're using it more than ever.
Right.
All right, the dishwasher I can understand.
Yeah.
The mattress?
No.
Now, the clothes dryer? No. I'm not washing my clothes more because I'm in the house.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was
washing
just
them less. I'm not even wearing clothes half the time.
Maybe it's just time for you to upgrade.
I don't know. I just find it bizarre that it's all happening right about now.
And my TV just broke.
Okay.
My TV, now we have to unplug it and plug it back in, and then it works. We use it so much that I think was watching the news and whatnot that now it's like, it's busted.
One more thing, my bank account is busted. I'm just saying. I don't think if it's just me, fine. If it isn't, can you please call me? Because literally everything in my house is breaking. Call me, 860-247-9570. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is April calling out of South Hadley.
Oh, my gosh. April, welcome to the show. I was just talking about, I feel like everything in my house is breaking from my dishwasher to my clothes dryer to my couch.
Listen, I'm going to tell you the same thing was going on in my house. My microwave went, everything was just turning upside down. And my daughter looked online and she told me it's a shift going on. That once this shift is over, that everything's going to get back to normal. And it has.
All right, April, what do you mean by a shift? Is she a psychic? Is she is it what, the stars shifting? What kind of shift?
I don't know exactly what the shift was, but she showed me a video online, and it was a lady who her appliances were breaking down. She was getting unexplained headaches all the time. And it went on for a while, and then all of a sudden, boom, everything was over. The shift was over, and everything's back to normal.
All right. Well, I'm hoping. I had a great experience, PC Richard & Son in Enfield. I got my dishwasher. It is so amazing and beautiful. It was installed yesterday, so I feel like my shift, I feel like it's over for me.
Well, that's good. Well, I have two teenage daughters, so I don't need a dishwasher.
Okay. You just use them. I love it. Listen, April, I have a lazy fiancé, so I actually need a dishwasher.
Oh, I got rid of my lazy fiancé. Now I need a new couch.
Well, listen, I'm glad it's not just me. I really thought it was, and I'm glad that you called because I feel better now, April.
All right. Well, you take care and good luck with everything.
Yes. Thanks, April.
Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.